We're doing the Seder HaKabbalah, and we're up to the days of Shmaya and Avtalion. We may Shmaya Avtalion among the rabbis who were with Shmaya and Avtalion. Remember, Shmaya and Avtalion were the rabbeim of Hillel and Shammai. So among the people who were around during those days were Akavya ben Mahalalel and Chanin and Rabbi Miyasha and Admon, famous Mishnayos and Noshim, Admon Omer, Bishvish Zachara Nifsadti, just because I'm male I lose. Uvizman Hillel v'Shammai, and in the days of Hillel and Shammai, Hayumin and Nimtzeim imem b'nei b'teira, amongst the rabbis who were around in those days were b'nei b'seira, Umenachem, and ben Bagbag, the Mishnah, and then the Pirkei Avos, ben Bagbag Omer, and Rabbi Papayas. We had him already in Rosh Hashanah. He shows up a lot with regard to the halachos of sanctifying the new moon. He had all kinds of testimony that was very important about the laws of when you could make a leap year. The Hanania ben Chizkiah ben Garon, we know him. He's the one that they visited, and then Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and they made 18 decrees that day. And Nechonia ben Akona, we all know Rabbi Nechonia ben Akona, right? Huh? Yeah, Rabbi Nechonia ben Akona used to say his prayer every time he entered the Beis Medrash and left the Beis Medrash. And Baba ben Buto, we know about him, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorni, and Rabbi Gamliel Azokain, and Nachum Alavlao, Nachum the scribe, and Yonatan ben Uziel. We know Targum Yonasan, he was one of the disciples of Hillel. And he says an interesting thing here. He compiled the work, and that is the Targum of the prophets. Now, he doesn't mention that the Gemara says he had it on tradition going back to Moshe. And his words, he began composing a work. Either he means to say that he didn't complete the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, God did not allow him to complete it. Or else he's indicating that this is the beginning of the composition of works. Because it is around this period that you start seeing compilations. And perhaps he's indicating this is the first compilation. Yonasan ben Uziel. Not too many years before you have Pikud Rabbi Eliezer and other compilations. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer was the very next generation. Rabbi Eliezer was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a disciple of Hillel's. So Yonasan ben Uziel is just one generation earlier. Uvizman Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'otozman sheshimesh kodem achurban, and in the days of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he seems to say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was nasi before the destruction of the temple. Hayu imo Rabban Shimon ben Rabban Gamliel Azaken. Together with him was Rabban Shimon, the son of Rabban Gamliel the elder. Remember, Rabban Gamliel ben the elder was tortured to death by the Romans. Vuotoshenerag. He is the one that was murdered. V'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Tzadok. We remember Rabbi Tzadok, who fasted so many years so that the temple wouldn't be destroyed. And Rabbi Elazar b'no, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, who often gives testimony in the Mishnayos. And Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol, Shehayah Maharugei Malchut Gamken, that he too, Rabbi Yishmael, is the one that was murdered so brutally, according to one opinion, when Acher saw his head rolling in the dust, that's when he blasphemed. V'Abba Shaul, V'Rabbi Elazar Modai, I don't know about blasphemed, but that's when he left the tradition. Rabbi Hananiah Sgan HaKohanim, Rabbi Hananiah ben Antignos, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. We know Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, right? The pious Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, who was also murdered among the ten martyrs. Shmuel HaKatan, who compiled the blessing of Olam Al Shinim. And Rabbi Lazar ben Palta, Rabbi Lazar ben Dama, Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he's the one who continued the smicha. And then they killed him by sending tons of bows into him, tons of arrows into him. V'zulatam arben. We have many sages that are recorded from this generation, the generation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'az v'chatainu charav mikdash. And then, because of our sins, the temple was destroyed. V'galu ha'chachamim galuyot arbe. And the sages were exiled, many exiles. V'kavu yeshiva v'beiter, and they established an academy in Beitar. V'chalva gam hi, and that too was destroyed. V'kavu v'yavne, and then they re-established an academy in Yavne. U'v'arbe mekomot, and in different places they had to set up their academies. V'nitpazu yeshivot, and then the yeshivas became scattered. You no longer had a central academy, yeshivat merkaz, a central yeshiva where everyone showed up. V'nitchadshut sarot kfulot, And then more and more troubled times came upon the Jewish people, v'nitmatu alevavot, and so our capacity to learn and retain was diminished. And undoubtedly, over here we can understand, Mr. Hegelberg, you're blocking the camera, sorry. And certainly we can understand, we understand that there were many, many more machlokes in, because the capacity to learn was diminished. And here, the Meiri is really combining two opinions. We have a Tosefta. The Tosefta says, "Misherabu talmidei Shammai v'Hillel shelo shimshu kol tzorkan," from the period of the disciples of Hillel and Shammai, who did not do enough shimush, they did not learn the way they should by their rabbis. Rabba machloket b'Israel. There became many machlokes in Am Yisrael, many disagreements as to the tradition. Before those disciples, everything was great. So there's a machlokes Rambam and Rav Shvi Rago, and what's pshat in that braisa? The Rambam says the human capacity was diminished. They just didn't make them like they used to. They did the best they could. They were as pious as can be. They were tzaddikim. We're talking about great people. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rav Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We're talking about tremendous people. So we're not diminishing them, but we're saying God gave them less capacity. Rav Shri Ragon says it was just the factors of the time. They couldn't do any better. What could they do? They couldn't sit down and learn by a Rebbe for 20 years straight. They didn't have 500 Rabbim to learn by. They didn't have thousands of students in one academy. They had to learn in hiding. They had to get together small groups and learn by a Rebbe before they were being chased and persecuted and the Rebbe was murdered or they were murdered. You didn't have Torah the way you had it beforehand. Once the destruction came, Torah was diminished because the Romans were persecuting us. So the fact that the yeshivas were banished and the rabbis were being persecuted and chased and killed, so that caused that the generations could not get their tradition the way they had previously. The Meiri dances a fine line in between. He says the yeshivas were scattered. He seems to be going with Rav Shira Gon. And the capacity to understand was diminished. He seems to be going with Rambam. But he seems to say that the capacity to understand was diminished because of the suffering. Meaning, so he's not exactly going with the Rambam. He's saying that the suffering and the persecution caused the yeshivas to be harmed and the capacity to give over tradition to be harmed, but also caused the capacity to receive to be diminished. Meaning the people were affected too. A person who's on the run and in hiding is not going to be able to attain the same heights as someone who learns in the prosperity of peace. So that brings us to the conclusion of the third chapter. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next week we'll begin the fourth chapter, the period of Tanaim after the destruction of the temple, where we have much more information. Where that's the prime period of Tanaim. Although the period of Tanaim spans throughout the second temple, but for much of the second temple we're given no information about the Tanaim. It is only the generation that's directly before the destruction and the generations after the destruction where we start encountering the Tanaim in a personal sense. We know them by name. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.